today. You know, he hasn't had a lot of things go his way of late, but you know, he keeps grinding, and you know, he's our best rim protector and probably the quickest twitch big guy we got. And I thought he was the I don't think he was the best player in the game, but I thought he's certainly the most important player in the game today from him sparking us, especially second half.
What do you see from Quinn in the second half?
Well, he made a couple of shots. You know, I thought the first half was not a good half at all. And the second half, you know, I thought he made a couple of nice passes, penetrated, looked like he was playing a little freer, and then of course he made a couple of shots, and that was nice after he missed his first one. But I think that could be a springboard moving forward. He played a little angry, I think, the second half compared to the first half, and that was probably good for him.
With Mitch giving up his body, fearless, sacrificing whatever, I mean, is that just from being around, or do you have to remind guys as the year goes on to kind of have that role or play?
No, not with Mitch. No. Mitch is always doing that. He'll hurt somebody in practice because he's doing the same thing, you know, or hurt himself. But Mitch always tries. He always tries. And, you know, I know it's been frustrating for him. Here we are playing four guards. And Oklahoma State was a better team than most for us to play two bigs because, obviously, even though McGriff can make threes, you probably want to guard him with the big at least the majority of the time. But I thought we did some better things. But the biggest thing we did is, you know, the first half we let them score at the end of the clock. Once again, that's why the game's tied. They scored six times with under 5 seconds on the clock. So that's probably at least, you know, 14 or 15 points. I thought there was a positive energy within our group. And I think Mitch really contributed to that.
How much does Ochai contribute to that positivity and just?
I think he and Mitch as much as anybody, maybe more than anybody. And then I think it's contagious with the other guys.
Do we kind of maybe underplay that a little bit? How important is to keep a positive mindset for players and for guys like Mitch and Ochai to contribute to that?
Well, you know, it's two different deals because Ochai's starting and playing all the time. You would think it would be easier for him. But Mitch is, you know, he hasn't had near as many opportunities. I thought he did some good things against K-State, but, you know, the positive energy was so much better, and certainly we had it last Saturday, and then we didn't have any of it in Manhattan. And but you know what that does, that covers up when you don't make shots or you don't pay attention to scout report or when you screw up. It covers up for that because it's not magnified, whereas when you don't have that, everything's magnified.
What went into Dave over Mitch?
Well, it, you know, I thought it was the best matchup for us, but I actually thought Mitch would have be better for us finishing the game than they probably would because of experience, and I didn't see any reason why to give Mitch two fouls in the first 5 minutes of the game. So,
hey, is Ochai a guy you can really put a lot of trust in as a 3-point shooter from here on out, you think?
Well, we will. You know, we will. We need to. But he's had some really good games shooting the ball beyond the arc. He's had some really big games. I mean, how many freshmen have had, you know, over 20 in, what, three of the last five games, something like that? I went to Texas, and it was here, and there was one more, wasn't there? That was it Iowa State that he was some other game, I think. But there's not too many freshmen doing things like that. So, yeah, I have as much confidence with him shooting it as anybody.
It seemed like Diedrich really finished strong for you guys too.
Yeah, he did. He, I thought McGriff was getting the best of him for a good part of the game, but I thought offensively Diedrich was really good the second half, really good, and he played away from the basket more.
He had more assists than, you know, most games this year. I know he's your best passer, but what allowed him to set guys up more than that?
I think the fact that we played him away from the basket. And it's hard to play him away from the basket all the time if you play four guards. So at least with another guy in there, he had more opportunities to catch it on the perimeter. And also Oklahoma State played some zone. And whenever you play zone, that obviously is the guy that should lead your team in assists is the high post guy in the zone. And, that's where we play him.
What does it say about Ochai that, you know, he's only played 10 games and he's already had the impact that he's had?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's incredible to me. It's It just goes to show you what a bad decision that I made initially in misreading the situation, because he's beyond his years, and he's got an energy and a poised look about him that this team really needs. So
when you guys made the decision to pull it, did you see anything close to this happening? I mean, did you get a read at practice that this could be something he could do for you guys?
I didn't think that he would get 23 in Big 12 games. No, I didn't think that. But I thought he would be one of our best. I thought eventually he'd be one of our best five players. And, of course, it took about one game to figure that out.
Are you as impressed defensively with him?
Waters was really good the first half. But I don't think Waters scored the second half. I could be wrong. Did he have 11 or 13 at halftime? Huh?
I think he might have 23.
In the second half?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he did make one deep three. I believe you're right. But I think that was off a switch and Ochai wasn't guarding him. No, it was. Ochai was guarding him. He made a roll up three from the left top, kind of left wing up high, and that was on Och. But other than that, I thought he did a good job of, you know, not letting him get any looks. And for the most part, you know, we kept him off the free throw line. You know, KJ fouled him 94 feet, which wasn't smart. But other than that, you got the best free throw shooter in the country. Didn't get a chance to shoot free throws.
Ochai hit 1-3 right in front of your bench and turned around to celebrate. And two guys standing up right in front of him were Udoka and Silvio. I mean, does that positivity, does that extend to your bench?
No question, yeah. But that, I don't know if that was because Ochai did it.
Right.
I think it was, I'll be honest with you, I think we've been a bunch of duds in some ways. And you can't put it on the guys that can't play, but the guys that can't play can have a role in bringing energy too. And hopefully we're getting better at that.
Hey, you stuck with those five that started the second half pretty much.
Too long.
I mean, was that just you have more trust in them?
Well, yes. It was a back and forth game, and you probably weren't going to sub in the first 4 or 5 minutes anyway. And then after that's when we started playing our best ball. So I didn't see any reason to take them out at that time.
I know they're playing right now, but just kind of big picture thoughts on the TCU quick turnaround.
Well, you know, we won the first game, but it was a tough game, and I think I don't remember the final score being even. I think it was 7 or 9, but I think it was even closer than that. And so, yeah, we got to do a great job there. They, you know, it'll be a hard matchup for us because Noye is such a perimeter player and he plays the four. And, you know, Robinson, you know, Devon did a great job on him the first time, but we'll have to play a lot better. And the biggest thing is we need to go play with some toughness, and that's something that we haven't consistently done. And, you know, starting four freshmen out there, maybe you're not supposed to play with that much toughness, but, the situation definitely calls for us to become that if we want to be a good team.
Coach, have you ever started four freshmen before?
I don't think so.
One time, who was it?
The Wiggins here.
Wiggins and
Bede. Frank and Bede, Wiggins and Selma.
That's pretty good four. Yes, that's pretty good four. I don't know if I could say it's comparable just yet, but that's pretty good four. Those guys should have started. So,
all right, Coach.